Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate. I am not a financial advisor, just a gamer speculating, and this episode we are going to be talking about the game Cyball. Now, Cyball is a football-themed, or soccer in the US, NFT-based game where you can collect, trade, and mentor Cyblocks, and ultimately battle with them. Pretty much, you control the tactics of a cyborg soccer team and try to defeat other teams in several different match modes. It's a really interesting idea, and as someone who has played a lot of FIFA Ultimate Team, I'm really looking forward to the chance to collect and level up cyborg soccer players. So this game is going to be a lot like FIFA and a combination of Pokemon also. So kind of an interesting concept. And speaking of interesting games, our sponsor today is the Crypto Prophecies. The world's cutest price prediction game is here. Have you got what it takes to conquer the Fable Battle Arena and claim your place as the greatest crypto prophet of all time? Summon your cute NFT prophet, place a zero-sum token wager, and go head-to-head with other players in this epic real-time price prediction game. What will your prophecy be? Head over to thecryptoprophecies.com and join the battle today. This is a game that I've been playing since its release and have been having a lot of fun with. So you can click the link in our show notes and support our sponsor. Now, back to Cyball. Currently, this game is not out yet, but it will be releasing pretty soon, I think in the next month actually, and they have their first NFT drop actually last week. So you can probably see some of the cyborg soccer players already on a couple different platforms and marketplaces. As far as their main token, initially the game is going to launch on the Binance Smart Chain, but they are immediately going to pivot onto Solana as well. So they're going to create sort of a dual chain gaming environment, and there are a few different games that are kind of experimenting with this already. Currently, the tokens for this game are not out, but they will have a two token system. They will have CBT, which is called Cyblock Battery Token. This is an ERC and BEP20 token, and it will have no fixed supply. So it will be somewhat inflationary because of that. This is going to be Cyball's primary play-to-earn reward and utility token, and users will be able to earn this CBT token when performing a bunch of different things. Secondly, the Cyball token, CYB, is also an ERC-20 and BEP-20 token, and it will have a fixed supply. And this will be Cyball's governance and utility token, and it will also be sort of a special play-to-earn reward token, so a little bit more difficult to earn and probably will be worth more in the long run. Alright, let's get into how we play this game and earn crypto. So like I said before, Cyball is going to combine different elements of strategy from several different games we've seen before. It's going to be a strategy and simulation and chance game, and it sort of manifests itself into an exciting and competitive turn-based football card game. So even though I said, sort of like FIFA Ultimate Team, just the cards that you have is kind of where that comes into play, but ultimately, it's not going to be live soccer gameplay. It's all going to be turn-based. So what happens is players will train up their Cyblocks, or their soccer players, to compete in various different game modes, with varying levels of rewards also. Existing Cyblocks can also mentor young Cyblocks, creating sort of a next generation of unique NFTs. So very similar to normal sports where the grizzled veterans mentor the young bucks. Now the main NFTs in this game are going to be the cyborgs or soccer players, and these are actual players that you will put onto your teams. They come with different skills and traits. Now cyborgs will be one of five different levels. There's bronze, silver, gold, platinum, and legendary. So bronze have the weakest characters and legendary have the highest skilled players. And what's kind of nice is that even if you have really weak characters, you can level them up through different tasks and competing in games so that they can eventually perform much better. So kind of cool, once again, like normal soccer, where the more you play, the better your players get. But there is a cap as to how high you can train them up to. So there's going to be a few different game modes that you can put your cyborgs into, with the game initially offering just a 3v3 mode, and later they will have a 5v5 mode. So just an example of what these modes will be, the normal 3v3 mode, You have 3 psi blocks per user, and there will be 6 key events that happen during the course of the game. And depending on what you choose, your psi blocks will score goals or defend goals. You'll win or lose. So like I said, turn-based, so you're going to go back and forth deciding your tactics, and one team will come out on top. Now, each match is going to cost you 3 energy, and these will be shorter matches, which will have lower rewards. So the fact that it costs energy makes me think that you're only going to be able to play this a certain amount of times per day. Now, eventually, in phase 2 of their roadmap, they're going to have 5 versus 5, so pretty similar to 3 versus 3, but they're going to be a little bit longer games. Instead of 6 events, there will be 10 events in each game, and it's going to cost you 5 energy a match. But these will also offer you higher rewards as well. So a little bit more, probably beginners will start with 3v3, and then eventually you'll get to 5 versus 5, but these are not the only things you can do in this game, which is nice. There's also going to be something called a league mode, where users can compete to rise to the top of the ladder, and this mode will run season by season, and you can even be split into multiple levels to cater for different teams' different ratings. So very much like English soccer or European soccer in general, where, you know, the bottom 3 teams get relegated to a lower league, and the top few teams get promoted to the higher league. So kind of an interesting concept where you're not going to be matched up with these incredible players all the time and just get crushed. So it's nice that they're going to have sort of a skill-based rating. Now, as far as how this league mode is kind of going to work, you're actually going to need to have 7 psi blocks. So we'll see how pricey this ends up getting, but you'll have 5 starting psi blocks and 2 substitutes. There will be 10 key events, and like I said, it runs season by season, and there will be scheduled matches with no cost and energy. And I'm guessing there's going to be really high rewards, especially if you do well in these leagues. Next, there's also going to be tournament modes, and these will be very prestigious, and they will only feature the best teams at the highest level of competition. To enter, you actually have to be invited by tournament organizers. So chances are it's going to be really tough to get into these tournaments. They're going to work somewhat similar to season mode, but we'll see if normal people who are not whales are able to get into these tournaments, as they seem to be somewhat exclusive. Lastly, there's also going to be training modes where you can level up your psi blocks faster, and these will not cost energy at all. So kind of a nice way to level up your characters without using any of your daily energy. Now, these modes will only give out experience to psi blocks and not play to earn rewards. So kind of an interesting side mode there. All right, so outside of actual gameplay, what can we do? Well, there's going to be tactic cards, pep talks, and stadium manager. Now, these aspects have not been completely fleshed out yet, but it'll be interesting to see if these are all different NFTs, how they affect the gameplay. And I'm especially interested in what Stadium Manager is going to provide for the game, because that almost sounds like sort of a land sale aspect. Now, most importantly, how do we earn Cyball's crypto tokens? Now, users can earn the CBT token competing in various player versus player modes, and you can also earn revenue from Cy loans, which is kind of interesting. You can actually loan out your players for crypto, and then you can give them to other players, you'll earn money, so kind of a passive way to earn crypto in this game. Next, in order to earn CYB tokens, which seems like it's going to be more of the special token, you can receive this through special rewards like competing in leagues and tournaments. You can also receive this as staking rewards, so maybe you'll be able to stake your Cyblock players, and you will also get special rewards for users who perform various activities and help out the ecosystem. So it seems like there's going to be a ton of different ways to earn their token. The 2 token system is always very interesting. It's definitely become really popular, especially with Axie Infinity kind of being one of the first games to come out with that, and with how profitable that game has been. So it'll be really interesting to see how this game turns out once it releases, hopefully very, very soon. All right, my final verdict. This game seems like a really interesting project and kind of combines trading card game strategy with FIFA Ultimate Team, both of which are things I really enjoy. It will be interesting to see how much these NFTs cost. I'm pretty sure the cheapest characters might be $50, so this is definitely not a free-to-play game. NFT prices, even starting out, have gotten really high, and they've kind of excluded some of the people who may not make a ton of money. I am probably going to buy a few of these characters just to see how the game works out, but I can in no way afford to be shelling out thousands of dollars for characters in all these different games. I know a lot of people used to complain with $60 video games, but those seem pretty darn reasonable now, considering how expensive some NFTs are just to start playing games. So we will see if Psyblock comes out with some way for people who may not be whales to play this game and enjoy it. I will say it has a very active Discord with a team of over 30 people on the development team. So this seems like it's going to be a really well put together game. There's not any in-game footage out yet, so we really don't have a good idea of what it really looks like as you're playing. But hopefully they release that soon so we can see if this is going to be a fun game or just another dud. But right now, I feel like this game could be a winner, and it has some mechanics that a lot of games aren't including right now. For now, we will just have to wait and see how this ecosystem develops. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. It means a lot, and it also helps to grow my channel. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out, and to see what projects I'm following. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing and what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!